All right, good morning. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings 80 as we get started on this Tuesday. It is summertime for sure. Dalton, you've got we got that in the mix, plus we got a little bit of tropical weather to talk to Dr. Bill about coming up this morning.
Yeah, and it's been hot. We haven't seen as much rain here, nearly as much as we were over the last couple weeks, so able to get out in the yard. Yeah, it'll be back, and plenty of rain coming up. I'm sure staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will fill us in on that here in just a moment.
Now, Ryan, also direct you to three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Get to those in just a second. Right now, we'll start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hour with the coronavirus numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton with the latest.
Yeah, and we start nationally. Over 3.8 million total positive cases of coronavirus now and over 133,000 that have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, there were nearly 58,000 new cases added. That's the lowest number we've seen nationally since July 7th. We're averaging 780,806 tests per day over the last week and just over 66,000 new cases per day. That's right around 8.5% total positivity rate for the nation. There were also only 365 deaths added yesterday. That's the lowest number of national deaths since last Monday. Now, having done these numbers week in and week out, day in and day out, we have noticed that Mondays seem to be the lightest day as far as the number of deaths reported. I think that might have to do with a lag from reporting from hospitals, but it's still good to see a bit of a lower number than we've seen over the last few months. We're averaging 754 deaths per day nationally over the last week. That is the highest that it's been since June 13th, but much lower than the number of deaths that we were seeing back in April and May. And according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, there have now been nearly 46.5 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 67,711 confirmed cases in the state, 1,257 have died due to COVID-19, and a new high in the number of people currently hospitalized with the virus. That number now stands at 1,563. Yesterday, there were 1,846 cases added for Alabama. We're averaging right around 1,850 cases per day over the last week, and also averaging over 10,500 tests per day. For Alabama, that's right around a 17.5% positivity rate, much, much higher than the national average of 8.5%. Only 3 deaths reported yesterday for Alabama after 54 reported over the weekend. The weekly average is the highest that we've seen it yet in our state at 23 deaths per day, while Mobile County alone has been averaging 3 deaths per day over the last week. We added 133 new cases for Mobile yesterday, bringing the total to 6,150 positives, and added 0 deaths yesterday. That's still stands at 161 deaths in Mobile County. Baldwin County added 76 new cases and 0 deaths yesterday. Their totals now stand at 1,990 positives with 14 deaths. Washington County has had 219 cases with 9 deaths. Clark County, 387 cases with 7 that have died. Monroe County, 318 cases with 3 deaths. Kanaka County, 290 cases with 9 that have died. Escambia County, 640 cases with 12 deaths. They actually took 1 death off of Escambia County's toll overnight. Choctaw County, 238 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 351 cases with 9 deaths. And Jefferson County continues to see their numbers reach higher than anywhere else in the state. They were hit early by the pandemic and continue to see their cases rise. 261 new cases for Jefferson yesterday with 2 new deaths added. That brings their total to 8,901 cases, nearly 3,000 more than the next closest county, which is right here in Mobile with 6,150. There have also been 185 deaths in Jefferson County, 24 more than Mobile County, which again is the second most has the second most deaths in all of the state. So that's a look at Alabama and nationally at these coronavirus numbers that are constantly updating.
All right, Dalton, we appreciate the update on that. Also, speaking of updates, President Trump to resume his coronavirus briefings as of today. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, the other side of this is the economy during coronavirus. The White House and Congress are still trying to resolve their differences over the next coronavirus stimulus bill. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
Really, what we see is the focus is kids and jobs, the Recovery Act, CARES 4.0.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking to reporters in the Oval Office on the administration's priorities for the next coronavirus stimulus bill. Secretary Mnuchin says another priority is a coronavirus vaccine.
We're going to make sure that we have a vaccine by the end of the year for emergency use.
The overall package under consideration by Senate Republicans is a $1 trillion plan, significantly smaller than the bill the House passed several weeks ago that came in at $3 trillion. President Trump says the bill must include a payroll tax cut.
Payroll tax cut to me is very important. We're working on it.
Democrats say a payroll tax cut does nothing for the millions of unemployed Americans who aren't getting paychecks. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has drawn his own line in the sand.
Liability protection for those who've been trying to deal with the pandemic. We don't need an epidemic of lawsuits on the heels of the pandemic we're already struggling with.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that demand shows McConnell is hopelessly out of touch with the needs of the American people.
McConnell's bill will prioritize corporate special interests over workers and Main Street businesses. It will fail to inadequately address the worsening spread of the virus. There are currently between 20 and 30 million unemployed Americans, and from all accounts, the Republican bill will not do nearly enough for them.
Republicans have been wrestling over an extension of expiring unemployment benefits and whether that extension will include the current $600 a week bonus. But Senator Schumer says there's even more than that to contend with.
As Americans struggle to keep up with the rent, we're facing an avalanche of evictions. From all accounts, the Republican bill will not address that. According to reports, the Republican bill will come up short on hazard pay for essential workers, aid to state and local and tribal governments, investments in communities of color ravaged by the virus.
Senator McConnell says only bipartisan cooperation will get this bill past the finish line.
Senate Republicans will put forward our proposal soon. I hope our Democratic colleagues will be ready to work together.
Senator Schumer is hoping for the same, but he says so far, Senator McConnell isn't exactly reaching across the aisle.
Leader McConnell, sitting in your own office, writing a bill, and demanding the other side support it is not anyone's idea of bipartisanship.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Tell you what, you can... I believe you can think about the liability protection, whether it does come through the Senate and Washington or at a state level, like a coronavirus vaccine for the economy. It's very, very important. We'll see what they do this week on it. Plus, President Trump resumed coronavirus briefings as of this afternoon. More details on that on the way in just a little bit. Also, hinging off of that, three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. President Trump and Congress squaring off over the virus aid as the crisis worsens. Plus, here at home, Alabama voters concerned about COVID-19. You can absentee vote this November. Pretty much the same scenario as it was for the special or the runoff election that happened last week. And a petition's out there to rename the Edmund Pettus Bridge in honor of the now late John Lewis. Those stories and a whole lot more on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Also coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with some activity in the tropics you need to hear about. He'll join us for a full discussion around 7:35, plus Larry Kirby from LCM coming up this morning, and Quinn Hillier in the 8 o'clock hour. As always, text lines open for you at 343-0106. 343-0106. Dalton, you got sports on the way.
Yeah, it looks like the Atlanta Braves could soon be moving on from the Tomahawk Chop chant at their Truist Park home stadium, although there will be no fans in attendance for at least the near future, so no decision needs to be made yet. But also, another college football conference has canceled their fall season. This time, it directly affects the Auburn and South Alabama football teams.
All right, that is on the way, and we'll get headlines from WKRG coming up next.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama State Trooper is all right this morning after a crash on Canal Street in downtown Mobile. After the crash, the trooper's patrol car caught fire. Officials say it started with a chase on I-10. The cruiser crashed along the Canal Street off-ramp and then caught fire. The cruiser was destroyed. We're still waiting on an update from Aaliyah on why the chase and crash happened and who state troopers may be looking for this morning. A Mobile County teacher is in a medically induced coma after testing positive for COVID-19. Misty McKee, a first grade teacher at Dodge Elementary School was placed in a medically induced coma to get her oxygen levels back up. Her loved ones originally thought she had a sinus infection, but McKee was later diagnosed with the virus and pneumonia. A friend said McKee's doctors appear hopeful for her recovery. The Southwestern Athletic Conference has decided to cancel its upcoming football season amid the rising cases of coronavirus. The conference said all fall sports, including football, will now be played in the spring. South Alabama was scheduled to play Grambling State at the new Hancock Whitney Stadium September 12th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, like many, COVID-19 has pushed many of our events back to the future. But slowly and safely, we're moving ahead. Coming up July 24th to 26th, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Ballin' on the Bay YBOA Showcase Youth Basketball Tournament at the Mobile Convention Center. Teams from all over the country will be competing in this prestigious event. For more info, visit YBOAAlabama.com. Go all out. We do.
Good morning, 717 FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to Mobile Mornings. We start with baseball news, where it appears that the Atlanta Braves could soon be moving on from the tomahawk chop. Yesterday, the team removed a chop-on sign that sat near an entrance to Truist Park. The Braves have also changed their team slogan from chop-on to for the A. Of course, the A standing for Atlanta. The franchise is reportedly still considering their stance on the fans' popular tomahawk chop chant. It's a crowd favorite that has been watched closely since last year's National League Division Series. During that series, St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Ryan Helsley, who's a member of the Cherokee Nation, said that he found the chant insulting. The Braves didn't distribute the red foam tomahawks before Game 5 of that series out of respect for the concerns expressed by Helsley. They would go on to lose that series deciding game to St. Louis 13-1. The Braves said they would continue to examine the chant after the 2019 season, but have yet to make a final decision. After the NFL's Washington Redskins announced that they would be changing their Native American-inspired nickname, and the MLB's Cleveland Indians said they would consider changing their team name, the Braves sent a letter to season ticket holders saying, "We will always be the Atlanta Braves." The organization added that they're seeking input from the Native American community and fans as they examine their fan experience, including the chant. Atlanta opens their season at the New York Mets on Friday. Their first home game is July 29th against Tampa, albeit with no fans in attendance. The Toronto Blue Jays are talking to several teams about sharing a Major League ballpark this season after Canada's government barred the team from playing in its home stadium amid the coronavirus pandemic, with options that include a ballpark in Buffalo, New York that's used by the team's AAA affiliate and the Blue Jays' spring training facility in Florida. General Manager Ross Atkins said Monday that they would, quote, much rather be in a Major League facility. Canada denied the Blue Jays' request to play at Rogers Centre because the regular season schedule would require frequent travel back and forth from the United States, where COVID-19 cases are currently surging. Toronto begins the season at Tampa Bay on Friday and is scheduled to play its first home game on July 29th against the defending champion Washington Nationals. The National Hockey League released its first COVID-19 test results since training camps opened on July 13th. The league said that over 5 days last week, 2,618 tests were administered to more than 800 players, and they returned only two positive COVID-19 tests. Both players have self-isolated and are following CDC guidelines. Players in Phase 3 of the NHL's return to play plan are tested on an every other day basis. The 24 teams that are taking part in the NHL postseason are scheduled to move their training camps to two hub cities in Canada on July 26th, Toronto for the Eastern Conference and Edmonton for the Western Conference. The Stanley Cup playoffs qualification and round-robin rounds will begin on August 1st. The NBA also issued a report Monday announcing that with the regular season scheduled to restart a week from Thursday, zero of the 346 players tested in the Disney World bubble have now tested positive for coronavirus. Each of the teams participating in the restart will play three inter-squad scrimmages from July 22nd to July 28th. In NFL news, the league and the Players Association came to an agreement on Monday that players will be tested daily for the coronavirus for at least the first 2 weeks of training camp. With all players scheduled to report to training camp by next Tuesday, there were a few sticking points in negotiations between the league and the players' union. The Players Association also requested that there be no preseason games played this summer. They want a longer ramp-up period for players to get in proper conditioning for regular season games. According to ESPN, the NFL made an offer last night, agreeing to both of the union's requests. And in college football news, the Southwestern Athletic Conference announced that they will not be playing football, soccer, volleyball, or cross country this fall. In a vote among school presidents, the conference decided to suspend the sports until at least spring. The SWAC joins the Ivy League, Mideastern Athletic Conference, Patriot League, and Colonial Athletic Association in postponing their fall sports seasons. South Alabama and Auburn's football teams are directly affected by the SWAC's cancellation. Auburn was set to open their 2020 season at home against the SWAC's Alcorn State on September 5th. South Alabama was set to play their first ever home game at Hancock-Whitney Stadium on USA's campus on September 12th against the SWAC's Grambling State. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. On the way, weather with Dr. Bill, but first, traffic with Kane.
Good morning from the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department southbound 65 between Airport and Government Street. They've got that brush fire. Also, Range Line near Hamilton Drive, an 18-wheeler and a car got together and a pedestrian struck at Dolphin and Northgate. Clearing up looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Right, 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. About 10 minutes away from our discussion with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll check in with him. Activity in the tropics we need to talk about. He'll do that for us coming up in just a second. All right, time to check in with our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. And let's talk some inventory, Larry.
We got some great inventory, although we've been selling trucks like crazy, so we need to get some more. But we usually get them coming every day. Matter of fact, we got some that'll be coming tomorrow.
Yeah, just because you check today doesn't mean you know what's on the lot this week.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to apologize because a lot of times it takes about 48 hours to get them up on the web page, and sometimes they're here and gone before we ever get them posted. So that's something, certain circumstances beyond our control on that end.
Is that a pro tip? You're telling us that maybe if you're really in the lookout for that SUV, that car, that truck, stopping by the lot on a given day may give you a little advantage?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a daily occurrence. Usually we get them in the middle of the afternoon and have them ready on the next day.
All right. Tell folks how to come find you.
Come see us at Highway 90 at Plantation Road. Business online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thank you, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, it is a Tuesday, and we'll be checking in with Quinn Hillier coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock. You see the president going to reinstate those daily briefings. Remember the daily briefings, Dalton?
Oh, how could I forget the daily briefings?
The daily coronavirus briefings. I think it's right on. I mean, I know he's getting flack here. They're saying it's a political move to have more airtime for, campaigning. But if he assembles, the experts here, as the cases continue to increase across parts of the country, not everywhere, but parts of the country, I think it's not a bad thing. And we're working towards this vaccine. You hear more talk about this deal with AstraZeneca and the UK to produce this vaccine. I think it's the right time for this.
Well, you know, any time a politician does something, I think it could be classified as political in nature.
Sure.
But, you know, if the president wants Dr. Fauci back on that task force, and, you know, we didn't see much of Dr. Fauci over the last, I don't know, few weeks when they were still holding those press briefings, he's going to have to pull him off the baseball diamond now, because Fauci scheduled to throw out the first pitch Thursday night for the Washington Nationals.
Okay. Why wouldn't he be? Because there's a Fauci, there's Fauci bobbleheads anyway, so you have to have them on the baseball field.
Yeah,
all right, so
Fauci
throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah, the Fauci fastball, I think, is what we're calling it.
Okay, so here's my prediction. There will be some, when that happens, you'll go to Twitter, and there will be people taking some sort of angle or umbrage with it one way or another on the first pitch, and it'll devolve into some kind of screaming partisan fight on Twitter because of how Fauci did or did not throw the baseball.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm hoping that the Nationals catcher is like an anti-vaxxer and thinks this entire thing is a hoax. Then things will get really interesting, because Fauci's going to have to throw him the ball, right?
Yeah, but he has a mask on already, though, if he's a catcher.
That's a good point. He does have the mask. I don't think it catches much, though.
Yeah, well, we'll just see. Maybe he has a mask within a mask. I'm not sure. All right. Also, heads up here. It is closed because of coronavirus to the general public, but the funeral for Archbishop Lipscomb is to be held this morning. This coming from the Archdiocese says, due to the ongoing threat of COVID-19, the funeral mass is not open to the public, but the private mass of Christian burial will be at 11 o'clock this morning at the cathedral. So that is, you can watch it on their Facebook page, facebook.com/The Catholic Week. Same as the newspaper thing, but it's their Facebook page, The Catholic Week. Archbishop Thomas Rohde will be the celebrant. Monsignor Farmer and former Vicar General of the Archdiocese of Mobile and current pastor at St. Michael's, the Archangel Parish in Auburn, will be doing the homily today. So that is the laying to rest of the former Archbishop of the city of Mobile. Hey, coming up, speaking of changes in Mobile, announcement, George Talbot moving on and heading to the private sector. We'll give you more details on that. Dr. Bill's got our forecast, and we got headlines coming up right now from WKRG.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama State Trooper is all right this morning after a crash on Canal Street in downtown Mobile. After the crash, the trooper's patrol car caught fire. Officials say it started with a chase on I-10. The cruiser crashed along the Canal Street off-ramp and then caught fire. The cruiser was destroyed. We're still waiting on an update from Aaliyah on why the chase and crash happened and who state troopers may be looking for this morning. A Mobile County teacher is in a medically induced coma after testing positive for COVID-19. Misty McKee, a first grade teacher at Dodge Elementary School, was placed in a medically induced coma to get her oxygen levels back up. Her loved ones originally thought she had a sinus infection, but McKee was later diagnosed with the virus and pneumonia. A friend said McKee's doctors appear hopeful for her recovery. The Southwestern Athletic Conference has decided to cancel its upcoming football season amid the rising cases of coronavirus. The conference said all fall sports, including football, will now be played in the spring. South Alabama was scheduled to play Grambling State at the new Hancock Whitney Stadium September 12th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
As the number of U.S. coronavirus deaths nears 141,000, President Trump today is bringing back the White House task force briefing. Here's correspondent Joe Johns.
Trump's return to the podium will be after weeks of debate among his aides. Faced with the president sinking in the polls and many Americans disapproving of his handling of the crisis. One senior Trump campaign aide suggesting the briefings aren't only about saving American lives, but they could also save Trump's re-election chances in November.
The parent company of the Southern supermarket chain Winn-Dixie says it's reversing its policy. It will require customers to wear masks starting Monday. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is condemning Chinese maritime activity in the South China Sea, but he says today he hopes to visit China before the end of the year to discuss matters of mutual interest. I'm Jan Johnson.
I'm Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. Companies are racing to build supply chains for medical masks. As the global business unravels under the pandemic, manufacturers including 3M, Honeywell, and Prestige Ameritech are expanding operations to produce more high-quality masks in the U.S. in response to requests from hospitals and governments, adding pressure on suppliers of the machines and materials required to assemble N95 masks. Google will stop serving ads on content promoting coronavirus conspiracy theories and other misleading claims on health issues. Google's ad-serving business already keeps ads away from harmful claims about disease prevention and unproven cures, including anti-vaccination content. But next month, it will expand that policy to avoid serving ads on content going against authoritative scientific consensus, such as claims that Bill Gates made the coronavirus. Crude oil sharply higher, up $1.25 at $42.17 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are moderately higher. And that's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, and a refreshing 80 as we get started on this Tuesday. Oh, my gosh. All right, so what does today have to hold for us, and what about the rest of the week? What are we looking at?
Well, we're going to have quite a bit of sunshine today, and there's just a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. But temperatures up around 92 to 93 degrees with a heat index as high as 106 this afternoon. So a very humid day, but again, a lot of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll cool to about 75. And then tomorrow, we'll call it partly cloudy, but a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon and into the evening. And the high tomorrow will get up around 91 to 92 degrees. Looking ahead to Thursday, mostly cloudy again with a good chance for showers and thunderstorms. The high will be in the low 90s. And then Friday, well, things improve a little bit. Not the coverage of showers and thunderstorms as we are going to experience Wednesday and Thursday. Friday will be in the low 90s. And then the weekend, mostly sunny skies with a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the low 90s. So the weekend looks like a typical July weather.
All right, Dr. Bill, but you mentioned that rain in the mix. Is that part of the what's going on in the tropics?
Well, we do have a tropical wave now that is over Cuba and the Bahamas and about to move into the Florida Peninsula. This particular tropical wave has a chance of developing into a depression. It is going to move into the Gulf of Mexico tomorrow, and will move across the central portion of the Gulf by late tomorrow. And then on Thursday, it'll be approaching Texas, and Hurricane reconnaissance plane will probably fly into that later today and do some checking to see if any kind of a circulation has or is developing. So we'll be watching that. I don't think that's any threat to our area, but certainly it could be a storm system for the Texas coast later in the week. We also have a strong tropical wave out in the middle of the Atlantic, halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, and it has the potential of developing into a tropical depression. It's going to continue on a westerly track. When it approaches and moves into the Caribbean, it will meet up with some conditions there that are not conducive to development, so it may kind of stall out as far as intensity concerns, but we'll keep a watch on that. And another strong tropical wave now is moving off the African coast. So there's definitely some activity now out in the Atlantic.
It's that parade effect we've seen in the past, right? We're just kind of lined up, just marching their way across the Atlantic.
And I think we're going to see quite a few instances of a parade as we get into August, September, and October.
October, of course, yes, and realizing the hurricane season even goes into November. Thank
goes
you.
Goes all the way to the end of November, and we've had quite a few named storms, but we haven't had any hurricanes yet, and we'll likely see that type of a storm system certainly through August, September, and October.
All right, is the Saharan dust still playing any part of this?
The dust is still there. It does show satellite pictures, a widespread area of dust out in the Atlantic and into the tropical Atlantic. It doesn't appear as intense as it was a couple of weeks ago, but it looks like we're starting to see some of the storm system develop just to the south of the core of all of that dust. And then the storm systems we've been talking about will be tracking more toward the Caribbean.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast, 24/7, 365 in his eye on the tropics, all hurricane season long, even through the end of November. All right, coming up, we got sports with Dalton, headlines from WKRG, and coming up next, we'll get Kane with traffic.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department now working in action at South Conception Street and Conti Street. That's where a car hit a lamppost. Also, you see southbound 65 between Airport and Government Street. By the Government Street exit, they've got a brush fire. For now, the Bayway and the Causeway running smooth. You can paint your favorite flowers and Bellingrath scenes tomorrow evening at the Bellingrath Paint Party with artists Renee Wallace and Janie Brown from 6 to 8. For reservations, go to bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
At the Willis Law Firm, we've analyzed the coronavirus stimulus package for tax pros and cons, and we're closely following all updates, changes, and guidelines. So if you need us, contact us at willislawpc.com. We're all in this together, so please stay home, stay safe, and stay strong.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Sean, Dalton, and Leanna. Of course, Dalton and Leanna in studio. I am at the remote studio, the home studio, and we will be online everywhere at FMTalk1065.com. We can check out three big things, top news stories of the day. While you're there, too, take part in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, that's the sponsor for this segment, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey, doing great work in Mobile and Baldwin counties. He can come to your house, He can come to your storage unit. He can come to your business. Listen, wherever you got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And what I love, too, is they'll make an appointment time with you. Specific day, specific time. They'll show up, quote you a price, and if you say yes, they get to work and get the junk gone. It could be stuff you don't know where to take. You don't know what to do with. It could be stuff inside your house, around the house. I mean, trampolines and above-ground pools and storage buildings in the backyard, they can handle all that. Or a storage unit that's filled to the brim, but you don't want any of it. You want to quit paying every month on something you don't want to keep storing. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So do this today. Make that appointment. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You can pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. Yesterday, President Trump mentioned bringing back the coronavirus updates, the daily briefings on coronavirus, and I guess this afternoon would be the resuming of those coronavirus briefings, which is something that I think they used to happen 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll check the schedule for that for today. Also on the discussion on coronavirus is the Operation Warp Speed and the vaccine. President spoke on that yesterday as well. And Jim Roop from Westwood One has more.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Mike Ryan says about the results.
It is good news.
The vaccine candidate is being developed out of Oxford University in Great Britain in partnership with the pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca. And according to phase one results published in the journal The Lancet, the vaccine was successful in developing in volunteers a two-pronged protection of one, creating what are called neutralizing antibodies, which protect the body's cells from becoming infected with the virus. And secondly, the creation of so-called killer T cells, which attack the cells already infected. So you have sentries roaming the body, guarding against infection. Then you have soldiers roaming the body, attacking the infection. Dr. Ryan says, promising, but...
This vaccine was given to 1,000 healthy adults between the ages of 18 and 55. We now need to move into larger scale real world trials.
And those are beginning, sample sizes of some 30,000. He also says, along with being effective, early results are the vaccine candidate is safe.
And certainly did not appear to have any serious adverse events other than the expected, in some cases, chills, muscle aches, headaches.
The vaccine also targets the spike proteins of the virus. Now, these are the cells of the virus that do not mutate. They are consistent. It's hoped, then, this will enable the immune system to recognize the virus, thereby offering prolonged protection. But along with a limited sample size so far, come a few other caveats.
Like some of the other Operation Warp Speed vaccines, these may be partially protective, meaning they'll protect you against getting sick, which is, of course, important, but they may not stop virus shedding.
Meaning, says Dr. Peter Hotez, professor and dean of tropical medicine at Baylor University's College of Medicine, that it may not prevent the transmission of the virus. While the T cells may be killing infected cells inside you, you have infected cells, and you may then still pass on that infection, which means, he says,
we may still have to continue using masks and social distancing and contact tracing and all that sort of thing.
He says other vaccines will come along later, but this is not going to be a quick process or a miracle solution. I'm Jim Roop.
Right, 744 FM Talk 106.5. It's also National Junk Food Day. Some stats out on junk food by state. We got those coming up in just a little bit. Dalton, in sports, what you got?
Well, there won't be much junk food served at Major League Baseball stadiums, at least for these next couple of months, with no fans in attendance. But still, the Atlanta Braves possibly moving on from their popular Tomahawk Chop chant. I've got more on that coming up. Plus, another college football conference has canceled football for this fall. This time, it affects Auburn and South Alabama's football teams.
All right, 80 degrees and sunny right now in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Coming up, Dalton with sports and also headlines from WKRG. They're on the way next.
Hey Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Sporty Forester, Travel Ready Outback, and Roomy Third Row Ascent, we're the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Put your first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you. Check us out online at KobeSubaru.com.
It's all about you.
proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama State Trooper is all right this morning after a crash on Canal Street in downtown Mobile. After the crash, the trooper's patrol car caught fire. Officials say it started with a chase on I-10. The cruiser crashed along the Canal Street off-ramp and then caught fire. The cruiser was destroyed. We're still waiting on an update from Aaliyah on why the chase and crash happened and who state troopers may be looking for this morning. A Mobile County teacher is in a medically induced coma after testing positive for COVID-19. Misty McKee, a first grade teacher at Dodge Elementary School, was placed in a medically induced coma to get her oxygen levels back up. Her loved ones originally thought she had a sinus infection, but McKee was later diagnosed with the virus and pneumonia. A friend said McKee's doctors appear hopeful for her recovery. The Southwestern Athletic Conference has decided to cancel its upcoming football season amid the rising cases of coronavirus. The conference said all fall sports, including football, will now be played in the spring. South Alabama was scheduled to play Grambling State at the new Hancock Whitney Stadium September 12th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail? We're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Good morning, 7:48 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start with baseball news, where it appears that the Atlanta Braves could soon be moving on from the Tomahawk Chop. Yesterday, the team removed a Chop On sign that sat near an entrance to Truist Park. Braves have also changed their team slogan from Chop On to For the A. The A, of course, standing for Atlanta. The franchise is reportedly still considering their stance on the fans' popular Tomahawk Chop chant. It's a crowd favorite that's been watched closely since last year's National League Division Series. During that series, St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Ryan Helsley, who is a member of the Cherokee Nation, said that he found the chant insulting. The Braves did not distribute the red foam tomahawks before Game 5 of that series, quote, out of respect for the concerns expressed by Helsley. They would go on to lose that series deciding game to St. Louis 13-1. The Braves said they would continue to examine the chant after the 2019 season, but have yet to make a final decision. After the NFL's Washington Redskins announced that they would be changing their Native American-inspired nickname, and the MLB's Cleveland Indians said they would consider changing their team name, the Braves sent a letter to season ticket holders saying, quote, "We will always be the Atlanta Braves." The organization added that they're seeking input from the Native American community and fans as they examine their fan experience, including the chant. Atlanta opens their season at the New York Mets on Friday. Their first home game is July 29th against Tampa, albeit with no fans in attendance. The Toronto Blue Jays are talking to several teams about sharing a Major League ballpark this season after Canada's government barred the team from playing in its home stadium amid the coronavirus pandemic. With options that include a ballpark in Buffalo, New York that's used by the team's AAA affiliate and the Blue Jays spring training facility in Florida, General Manager Ross Atkins said yesterday that they would, quote, much rather be in a Major League facility. Canada denied the Blue Jays' request to play at Rogers Center because the regular season schedule would require frequent travel back and forth from the United States, where COVID-19 cases are surging. Toronto begins the season at Tampa Bay on Friday. They're scheduled to play their first home game on July 29th against defending champion Washington. The National Hockey League released its first COVID-19 test results since training camps opened on July 13th. The league said that over 5 days last week, 2,618 tests were administered to more than 800 players. They returned only two positive COVID-19 tests. Both of those players have self-isolated and are following CDC guidelines. Players in Phase 3 of the NHL's return to play plan are tested on an every other day basis. The 24 teams that are taking part in the NHL postseason are scheduled to move their training camps to two hub cities in Canada on July 26th, Toronto for the Eastern Conference and Edmonton for the Western Conference. Stanley Cup playoffs qualification and round-robin rounds will begin on August 1st. The NBA also issued a report Monday announcing that with the regular season scheduled to restart a week from Thursday, zero of 346 players tested in the Disney World bubble have tested positive for coronavirus. Each of the teams participating in the restart will play three inter-squad scrimmages from July 22nd to July 28th. In NFL news, the league and the Players Association came to an agreement on Monday that players will be tested daily for the coronavirus for at least the first 2 weeks of training camp. With all players scheduled to report to training camp by next Tuesday, there were a few sticking points in negotiations between the league and the players' union. The Players Association also requested that there be no preseason games played this summer, and they want a longer ramp-up period for players to get in proper conditioning for regular season games. According to ESPN, the NFL made an offer last night agreeing to both of the union's requests. In college football news, the Southwestern Athletic Conference announced that they will not be playing football, soccer, volleyball, or cross-country this fall. In a vote among school presidents, the conference decided to suspend the sports until at least spring. The SWAC joins the Ivy League, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, Patriot League, and Colonial Athletic Association in postponing their fall sports seasons. South Alabama and Auburn's football teams are directly affected by the SWAC's cancellation. Auburn was set to open their 2020 season at home against the SWAC's Alcorn State on September 5th. South Alabama was set to play their first ever home game at Hancock Whitney Stadium on USA's campus on September 12th against the SWAC's Grambling State. 753 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still working an accident just coming off of South Conception and Conti Street where a car hit a lamppost. So far, officers have been working a little bit of radar as well as you're traveling across the Bayway, but light traffic, Daphne, Spanish Ford, heading up towards Saraland on 65. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, pain, or seizures, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Brought to you by Silver Creek Range. Online, silvercreekrange.com. Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Boarding. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Quinn Hillier joins us next hour. Plus, we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. I'm here in the home studio, Dalton, at the main studio for FM Talk 106.5. And it is National Junk Food Day. That's what we needed. Dalton, National Junk Food Day.
And this comes, what, 2 days after National Ice Cream Day? I feel like
that's
we're
right,
a bunch of pigs.
That's right, fatties.
Yeah. They're fattening us up, right. Sending us to market.
Zipia.com analyzed Google searches from all 50 states to find each state's favorite snack. Here's some things we found. All right. Candy bars topped the list in 10 states. Utah, it was Three Musketeers. That's not a bad candy bar. New Hampshire, Almond Joy. I do not like the Almond Joy.
Ugh. Are you... I can't remember eating an Almond Joy, but no, I don't like it.
Well, you're not missing anything. I think I ate half of one as a child and haven't done it since. Tennessee, Baby Ruth, Massachusetts, the Crunch Bar, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, Hershey's.
Oh, that makes sense.
Nevada, Kit Kats, South Dakota, Milky Way, that's a good one. Louisiana, Payday Bar. It's a lot going on in a Payday Bar. Minnesota, Snickers, and Wisconsin, Twix. Eight states love cookies the most. Oreos are the top snack in Hawaii, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, and Virginia. Chips Ahoy took the top spot in New York. Grandma's cookies are number one in Missouri. I don't know if that's the Grandma brand or actually from Grandma. And Nutter Butters are number one in Kansas. Actually, it's too much in the Nutter Butter. various potato chips took the first in seven states.
Okay.
Kettle chips in Oregon. I like the kettle chips. You like kettle chips?
Oh, I love kettle chips. Yeah, put some salt kettle and vinegar on there or some jalapeno. I'm there.
Yeah, the jalapeno ones are good until you get, like, try to get the dust at the end of the bag and then you go into a coughing spasm because of that.
And don't wipe your eyes. Don't do that.
Yeah, or anything else. Lay's one for West Virginia and Georgia. Pringles in Indiana and Iowa. Ruffles in Alabama.
What?
Really, Ruffles?
Interesting.
Come on. Some Zapp's Cajun Craw Taters or something like that. But I'm surprised Ruffles won for Alabama. Salt and vinegar chips in South Carolina. A few more of the snacks that got more than one state. Fritos, number one in Delaware, Kentucky, and Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Cheez-Its in Arizona and Washington. Ritz Crackers, number one in Maine and Rhode Island. Michigan and Omaha love
Sour Patch Kids.
It says South Patch Kids, not Sour Patch Kids. I don't know what those are. And that's why I stopped right there. Starburst snagged the top spots in North Carolina and Iowa. And Wyoming and Dakota are obsessed with sunflower seeds. Wow. I don't consider those junk food. That's health food. All right. hour number three on the way next. Quinn's coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama State Trooper is all right this morning after a crash on Canal Street in downtown Mobile. After the crash, the trooper's patrol car caught fire. Officials say it started with a chase on I-10. The cruiser crashed along the Canal Street off-ramp and then caught fire. The cruiser was destroyed. We're still waiting on an update from Aaliyah on why the chase and crash happened and who state troopers may be looking for this morning. A Mobile County teacher is in a medically induced coma after testing positive for COVID-19. Misty McKee, a first grade teacher at Dodge Elementary School, was placed in a medically induced coma to get her oxygen levels back up. Her loved ones originally thought she had a sinus infection, but McKee was later diagnosed with the virus and pneumonia. A friend said McKee's doctors appear hopeful for her recovery. The Southwestern Athletic Conference has decided to cancel its upcoming football season amid the rising cases of coronavirus. The conference said all fall sports, including football, will now be played in the spring. South Alabama was scheduled to play Grambling State at the new Hancock Whitney Stadium September 12th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for